Hey, this is Dan Ospo of Discovery Channel team, back at the Tour de France at our first rest day in Grenoble. Well, it is a rest day for the Tour. That's one of two rest days for the Tour, and it really did feel like a rest day for the team, simply because they ended up flying out after the race last night and arrived here in Grenoble about 8 or 9 o'clock last night. So sleeping in the hotel here last night and being able to kind of get up at their leisure and kind of stroll down to breakfast and have a pretty comfortable ride. Definitely feels different for the body and different from the whole schedule that they've been used to already for 10 days. And today was a pretty quiet day. They had a nice, easy ride. They did about 2 hours and did a little bit of climbing. They went to the climb of Chamrouze, which is near here, who was in the Tour a couple of years ago where Lance won a mountain time trial up there. But they did it basically because they wanted to stretch the legs out and they wanted to climb a little bit and kind of get used to the small gears, because starting tomorrow, when the race heads up to a mountaintop finish in Courchevel, the climbing legs are out, and that's what it's going to be like. So it's nice here at this hotel, though. We're surrounded by a bunch of other teams, and the rest day does bring out some family that comes into town, and George Hincap, yeah, I saw him here with his wife and his 8-month-old daughter, and that was great to see George interacting with them. And lots of different family are here. You could tell that the parents of some riders are here, and the wives and spouses and so on, and you hear babies in the background and little kids kind of hugging their dads after a bit of a break. So it does feel kind of neat. I mean, it is a break. It's definitely a break in the action, but tomorrow it all changes, and it's back to the grind here until the next rest day. But it is kind of neat to see these guys kind of away from the bike and really just kind of being themselves. Since it is a rest day and there's actually no action to report, we thought we'd take some time now to answer some questions that have kind of built up here, some quirky questions about the Tour de France from a viewer's side of things. One of the questions that's come about is the actual jerseys that are handed out. And as you can see on the podium, what's changed over the years is that jersey has a zipper in the background. So that's basically just a sponsor billboard. That's the yellow jersey, which is sponsored by Credit Lyonnais. The green jersey is by PMU, which is the OTB, off-track betting, basically, of France. It's wildly popular out here. The polka dot mountain jersey is sponsored by Champion, or Champion, and that's a large supermarket chain. And then the white jersey, which is for the youngest rider, is by Skoda, which is the official automobile of the Tour. But when you see everyone up there getting their jerseys on the stage, that's almost like a dress. It's oversized, it's bigger, but it's really just for the photo, just for the shot. What happens later on during dinner is that when a team has one of these special jerseys, an official of the race comes by the dinner table, hands over the official results and also the jersey. And those are the jerseys that the riders wear actually in the race the next day. And, of course, they need to bring over some vests and some long sleeves and different levels of the short sleeve as well, because of the different temperatures that may be presented the next day. I mean, the riders do actually keep the jerseys that they have. Of course, they'll wash them up and they'll frame them. And I think, you know, even getting near a jersey like that, for example, Rasmussen of the Rabobank team, who's now in the polka dot jersey, should he lose that jersey, he's got a handful there that no doubt he's going to frame when he gets home. I mean, it's a huge status symbol and a huge monument of someone's career to be in one of these jerseys. So you get to keep what they give you. But, of course, if you lose a jersey, you revert back to your team sponsor jersey, which, of course, some of the team sponsors actually prefer, because most of the sponsors show up on that jersey as opposed to the leader's jersey. Each team truck is equipped with a laundry machine, and what the soigneurs do is do laundry every single night for the riders. So they're not actually wearing a brand-new jersey and a brand-new pair of shorts every day. They kind of rotate back and forth, but they have a handful for sure that they wear. But laundry is done almost every night by one of the soigneurs, and they wash their clothes and are in a fresh new set every day, but it's not actually a brand-new set of jerseys. So check back tomorrow when the race hits the real mountains and finishes up at Courchevel. So again, for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.